Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A designing welcome to all. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Wasn't that quite the list? Because there are more places than ever that you can access us. But what never changes is that here you receive grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And now for our starting question. I ask, are you a retirement rebel? What does that term mean? Well, let's expand. Though there have been and perhaps still are audience members who tune in even in their 30s because they actually have difficult aging parents in their 60s, never mind 80s or 90s, much of course of our show demographic remains geared toward the baby boomer who has so influenced all aspects of society due to our large population bulge, and not the least of which is now how views of so-called retirement have changed across the years. As our guests today would say, this is not your parents' retirement. And that's one reason I'm so excited to have with us this duo for the price of one, so to speak, because they will be revealing insights from their new book called Retirement Your Way, the No Stress Roadmap for Designing Your Next Chapter and Loving Your Future. In fact, having generously sent me a copy via what one of my American friends calls the Pony Express, that's when mail travels between Canada and the U.S., I expressed my delight in their volume, and they understandably wanted to know, as fellow authors, more about why. And I get that so much, because folks, writing is such an outpouring of yourself and your interior into the public space where it can be subject to unwelcome scrutiny. And, you know, perhaps readers don't always realize how vulnerable this can have a writer feel. Though I must say we have gladly hosted guests more than once this year who have become quite emotional over sharing their personal stories. And as our regular listeners know, we welcome such authenticity into this space, and the audience has been very endorsing towards such transparency. In fact, if I had only one comment to offer them, it would be the huge value I place upon their own sharing, because throughout their book, they offer their foibles and challenges in coming to grips with the very journey they use as their metaphor. For instance, I cannot rightly recall reading many books, and I do a lot, that end with a bold conversation between the authors. Already, those elements would be enough for me personally. However, there is more, because I have also further been struck by mentions of people, both famous and especially those in daily life, who illustrate the concepts. For me, their kindness of inclusion really lends life to the points and examples. Never mind then the representative song lyrics at the fronts of chapters, which encouraged me to think of songs that have meaning for me during a week, which was very intensive about a week ago at this time for a host of reasons. And they don't even know it, but they added levity to my preparations. Of course, being a reflective sort, within my core, I loved what they call conversation starters to promote our wisdom plus insight. And as you always know, I try not to steal thunder, but if I may, I would just like to borrow from a lovely quotation that they used, which really speaks to me about a part of at least the book's thesis. They are actually quoting from a book called Heart Intelligence, and Deborah Rosman, a leader at HeartMath, said this, that the heart often whispers to us with quiet common sense. The mind tends to rationalize our desires and reactions. As you practice listening for the difference in tone, you may find that the mind and heart are like two different radio stations. When you tune into the heart station, your attitude shifts and you look for responses that are better suited for the wholeness of the situation. The heart contains a higher intelligence software package designed to provide the intuitive guidance needed for navigating life. And now, why did I take this of all of the places? Because there is such a wonderful combination of heartfelt sharing and sentiment in Marilyn's and Gail's book, and they balance the heart and the mind, which speaks to me greatly. In fact, if I was to go with how one of my favorite podcasters expresses this, it's Michael Sandler with his excellent Inspire Nation presence, I would introduce them this way. I'd say, what do kaleidoscopes and bridge club travels have to do with anything? He tends to use this turn of phrase to demonstrate that he read the depths of his guests' books and in an effort to have them laugh. Now, I don't need to prove so much as to reinforce that I did read the book cover to cover, but I think even just those images speak to Marilyn's and Gail's points about joy and self-fulfillment. And we will certainly comment more on those later, I anticipate. Michael, not that you're tuning in, you can send me my testimonial check at any time. Either way, having just turned 60 last year, I also loved the reference to how that milestone is referred in Japan, where we do have valued listeners. Please, everyone, forgive my potential lack of pronunciation. I believe that one's 60th birthday, called Kenreki, is celebrated as certainly the start of a second childhood, a time of symbolic rebirth. And as Sandler would say, woohoo, because 30,000 people are turning 60 plus each and every day around the globe, and that's going to carry on for at least the next decade. So I hope you're seeing where all of these examples are actually pertinent to designing your next chapter, which is what we're going to be talking about. And then I noted that our guests reside in Texas, which is, of course, one of my all-time favorite states because of the go big mentality, entrepreneurial and otherwise. Not, of course, to negate the other 20 states with multiple locations from which my 50 plus guests by now have hailed. It's simply that Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin have been the seats of some of my best conference speaking and travel experiences across the decades. And I know that our authors wondered how a gal from Toronto could have been so enamored with the Astros during the recent Baseball World Series, and how I am now joining everyone in Houston waiting for the boys of summer to return next spring, even, of course, as I root for the hometown Toronto Blue Jays. So there's your answer for some of it, but we do get ahead of ourselves, and there is a show to run, lots of things to cover off here. I just want to say before we go into a pause shortly, you know how in the courtship phase of a relationship, couples say, you had me at? Well, that's going to be where I'm going to leave you paused. Stand by, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before that pause, I was starting to say, you had me at, and for our guests today, that would have been on Roman numeral page 13 of your introduction, LOL, because you posed, what does retirement mean to you? Well, I'm with anyone who reacts to that question because it puts me in mind of an unintended imposition a few years ago at a gathering of my husband's longstanding music group, where one of the guys innocently asked if I am now traditionally retired the way each of their wives were. And I was thinking to myself, are you even kidding me? I bristled over being lumped in with those who assumed my fate. I plan to live to be 120, so no wonder I don't resonate with terms like third act, and neither do our authors with us today. So I'm with them for being a maverick and all for a retirement revolution. So let's introduce the dynamic duo we have with us today. And I am sharing with you, first off, Gail McDonald, who is the president of Transition Resources, Inc., where she specializes in executive coaching, team coaching, and meeting facilitation. Her clients span multiple industries, including high-tech, banking, financial services, aerospace, manufacturing, transportation, distribution, and nonprofit. And prior to forming her own company, Gail worked in four corporations, including Ryder System, Inc., where she served as a C-level executive. Gail is a member of the board of directors for the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas and for the Children's Medical Center Foundation of Dallas. She holds several certifications, including professional certified coach from the International Coach Federation. About Gail personally, she and her husband Jeff live in Dallas, Texas, where they spend their free time traveling, playing bridge, and enjoying their family, including their daughters, sons-in-law, and four wonderful grandchildren. And then we have with us also Marilyn Bushy, who is the CEO of PowerPack Inc., and she is herself an executive coach, facilitator, and leadership consultant. Her clients include leaders in the banking, distribution, healthcare, manufacturing, insurance, government, high tech, financial services, colleges, and nonprofits. Marilyn describes herself as a serial entrepreneur and has owned or been an owner in three businesses. She is a former national board member of the National Association of Women Business Owners and was awarded the first Lifetime Achievement Award given by the organization. She was also recognized by City of Irving as a high-spirited citizen for her outstanding contributions to the Irving community. And about Marilyn personally, she enjoys a busy social life and is an avid reader and movie buff. She lives in Texas on the banks of Lake Louisville with her husband Brian and their cats Golden and Diva. So, Marilyn and Gail, a hearty welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Carol Ann. And from the bottom of our hearts, Carol Ann, thank you.
Thank you. That's lovely. And I know we have lots to share. So why don't we just jump right in and have you tell us a little bit how you actually came to be doing your work in the world, you know, in terms of the book and what we're going to focus on today. I'm curious.
Well, thanks so much, Carol Ann, for that great introduction. And we really are pleased to be here today. Professionally, as you elaborated in our bios, Marilyn and I have both worked as executive coaches for over 20 years. And so in that regard, we help leaders make important transitions in their life, such as changing jobs, moving to new organizations, or changing behaviors that are getting in their way of success. Also, we have been friends and colleagues for many, many, many years. And in fact, the beginning of this book really came from our friendship. We just like to meet and work together, so we kept having lunch or dinner in order to just have more time to spend with each other. And we were also looking for a project that energized us both. So one day, about 3 years ago, we met for lunch and we started talking about what was really important to us at this stage of our lives as we neared what would be called retirement age, but we like to call next chapter. During that conversation, we discovered that we had a shared care, a passion that we both felt very strongly. We were very passionate about ourselves, the vitality and liveness that we have now and we intend to have, as you do, Carol Ann, over the upcoming years. And we see our contemporaries who also are entering the stage with much to contribute and much energy and aliveness. So we don't want to do it the old way. We want to enter and contribute, but we don't want the old 24/7 method of working. And we also want to help others find their sweet spot, find their fulfillment, their contribution and joy in their next chapters. So we decided at that point we would do a few interviews of our contemporaries and we just see what they were thinking. And as you alluded to, we, in our very, very first conversation, we talked to our good friend, Valerie Fulbright. And we asked her what we thought was a really simple question. We said, Valerie, what does retirement mean to you? Well, her reactions basically blew us off the table because there was so much emotion behind it. And to quote, or a near quote for her, I enjoy what I'm doing. I haven't thought about retirement. Retirement means quit to me. I'm not quitting anything. I don't feel like I finished doing what I do best. And Carol Ann, with that conversation, we realized we were not alone. And we began our journey of writing this book. And this book is about questioning the assumptions many of us hold about this time of life and expanding the possibilities that we envision. And we've dedicated the book to all the retirement rebels who are joining us, making their own decisions and living their best lives possible.
Well, for sure, the passion, the emotion, the heartfelt, the enthusiasm, it comes across, it jumps out at every page. You know, when I say I thoroughly enjoyed reading, I don't just mean that was a toss-off statement. I was there with both of you every step of the way. And so thank you for giving us a little bit further of the backstory. Now we're going to go into a pause shortly, but I also will want to hear when we come back, some of those challenges you may have encountered along the way. So stand by, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Dr. R.C. will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success, as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers, as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. R.C. will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
So glad that you're with us today, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're also on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify, and today we have two guests with us who are executive coaches, facilitators, and business owners, Marilyn Bushy and Gail McDonald, and we're talking about designing your next chapter based on their recent book, Retirement Your Way, the No Stress Roadmap for Designing Your Next Chapter and Loving Your Future. And they were just starting to share with us how they came to be undertaking what is for them a clear passion. And I know that you want to share with us, challenges along the way, as well as mindsets and practical strategies. So, Gail and Marilyn, why don't you just pick up where we left off before the pause and share with us the next points you wish to make sure our audience receives?
Thank you, Carol Ann. And what we wanted to do was tell a little bit about both of our caregiving experiences, because it actually had an influence in writing the book. So my personal one was, Carolyn, similar to yours and similar to many of your listeners, I'm sure. My mom passed away about 6 years before my dad was diagnosed with dementia. And my dad was a very strong physically person. He had been a building contractor. He worked full-time up to the time he was 80 years old. He had an active social life, and he was very involved in his church. Around 80, he was diagnosed with dementia. And the first stage of dementia, he was living about 4 hours away from me, and I drove back and forth every week, every weekend to be with him. And that was quite an experience. I looked forward to being with my dad, but when I got there on 3 different weekends, I spent most of my first day cleaning out the refrigerator because he would turn off the refrigerator. And that was quite an experience. So it was things like that. And finally, we realized after a state trooper stopped him going the wrong way down an interstate highway that we needed to do something. And I talked with my brother and sister, who both lived many miles away, the other side of the United States. And we decided to try to keep him in the town where he lived so he could be near his friends. So I got him out of his home, got his car sold, and took that away from him, which was another very traumatic thing, and put him into a retirement place there in his town, hometown of Shreveport. That was going to be okay. It was a lovely little place, but they kicked him out because at night he would go in and turn on the stove. So they said, no, we can't have that. So I moved him over near me, about 5 minutes away from me, in another assisted living. And luckily, they didn't kick him out when he did this. When he was going to meals, he used to walk down the hallway, and he'd get behind somebody in a wheelchair, and he would take his cane and push their wheels because they weren't going fast enough for him. So luckily, they just allowed me to take his cane away and make him walk with a walker. And that was a challenge. And then we set up kind of our routine of doing different things, be going over there almost every day. And during that time, I learned so many important things that, again, served me well in that experience and in our experience of writing the book. And one day we had had a particularly hard day, and I thought, God, he must just want to go ahead and pass away and get out of this. And I said, Dad, do you want to end this all? And he knew what I was talking about. He knew I wasn't talking about ending the day. And he looked at me and he said, no, I love life. I don't want to. And it was then I realized that a joy of life and laughter came from my dad, not just from my mom, who I always thought it came from. And another time, I'd always been a daddy's girl, so my time with him was so precious. And one time we were talking, and he told me different things that he loved and he appreciated. And my last day with him, I had something happen that not many people get to have happen. He was completely lucid, and he told me how proud he was of me, which I carry with me all the time. My dad helped me know to fully experience each moment, that time is short and precious, and he also taught me how to give unconditional love during that time.
Wow. Well, I can feel it. I can feel it over here. I could almost cry, you know. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that poignant story, because I just know that it has so much meaning for listeners. And as I was getting ready to have you both on today, I was thinking to myself, I want to make sure that we weave together our theme around designing your next chapter, and also having folks know that it's not like y'all are on because you don't have your own caregiving experiences. And I think that's important for people to hear. You do make references in the book at various points. I remember the couple where, he continues to teach at a university while the wife volunteers and supports her aging parents. So I think you're also trying to show those examples, because even when we're with the heavy caregiving responsibilities, and I did relate to each example, except my dad did not have dementia. All those other challenges. So still we're saying that people can focus on opportunities and choices available to them beyond those health, financial, and other priorities. And I know you're going to be talking about, you know, somehow finding ways to set aside from time to time these concerns long enough to consider and dream about our ideal future lifestyles. And so that's why it's so important, Marilyn and Gail, that you're making the points that you are already, because there are a lot of things, in fact, that you learned along the way with about mindsets and strategies. So I look forward to definitely getting into those next, as do you. By the way, something else that I found marvelous about your book was some of your references to shamanic practices of various sorts. I thought it was gutsy and novel to offer alternative resources like that to expand people's options. But again, I don't want to steal all of your thunder. In fact, you were well to say that you use your term next chapter to apply to everyone of a certain stage of life. And I think that's a perfect note on which to take our next pause. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Stand by, everyone.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical. Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
We are back, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we have with us today Gail McDonald, who is the president of Transition Resources, Inc., and Marilyn Bushy, CEO of PowerPack, Inc., and we are talking about designing your next chapter based on their recent book, Retirement Your Way. And just before that break, Marilyn was sharing very poignant experiences with her father. Oh gosh, I can feel it still over here. And Gail, I know that you wanted to give a little vignette yourself as we move into attitudes and mindsets that you believe will help our listeners today. So please go for it, Gail.
Hey, thanks, Carol Ann. This vignette actually helped to set the stage for our mindset as we are moving through our next chapters and as we wrote the book. And my parents both passed away over a decade ago. I'm an only child, so the care responsibilities were up to me. I had great support from my husband and daughters. My father, near the end of his life, had a very strong mind and a weak body. My mother had a strong body and a weak mind. She suffered from two different forms of dementia. And one vignette about the bittersweetness and the sweet peace is my mother had a variation of dementia that involved hallucinations. So she would see things we didn't see, and she would tell stories we didn't understand. And she would laugh and laugh and laugh at her stories, which she did all her life. She laughed a lot. And so at the beginning, we tried to correct her facts. And then along the way, we just embraced the serenity prayer, if you will. And we began to just grab hold of those sweet moments of lightness and laughter. And we laughed along with her. And we know laughter is your first step of your loving attributes, Carol Ann, and it's something that both Marilyn and I believe thoroughly in its healing powers.
Lovely. And Gail, you know, as much as we do all this behind the scenes preparation for a show, I did not click in till now to your experience as an only child as well, because that, of course, was mine. And so people sometimes have misnomers about all of that. But clearly, both of you have experienced caregiving within the chapters of life, shall we say, and have learned lots along the way. But also maybe now some things that we can share based on your lived experience as well as life wisdom that can help our valued listeners to design their next chapter. So please continue with sharing about that.
Well, thank you, Carol Ann. As we did our research, you saw in the book, we interviewed over 50 people and listened to them talk about their retirement choices. And from their experiences and our experiences, we found that several things. Retirement is more emotional than expected. And we also found that you have many more choices than most of us anticipate. In fact, you have a rich array of choices. And as you said before, this is not your parents' retirement. The limitations that were placed on our parents or the expectations about their culture and others around them are not on us. And then retirement is a group of choices about what to let go, what to add, and what to keep in our life. And we felt that last theme was so important, those set of themes, that they actually became the mantra for the book. Let go of your stories, and those are the stories that are holding you back. Add your dreams and keep exploring. And we learned a lot about attitudes and mindsets when we interviewed the people that we talked to. And through that, we developed a list of some lifestyle choices that people make when they retire. They're not real distinct categories. In fact, most people can be in one or two of these, some even three. And we'll go over them really quickly. And as we do, see if you can think about what categories you might be in when you retire, or if you're already retired, what categories you're in now. The first is traditionalist, and that is the person who stops working and engages in a round of non-paid, mostly leisure activities. And both of our husbands are confirmed traditionalists. They have embraced retirement. Believe me, they have embraced it. And now they are actually retirement rebels too, because the norm is to kind of not retire at a certain time. And the second category is altruist. And that is a person who stops working and volunteers.
And we have, in fact, Carol Ann, most caregivers are, in fact, altruists, even if they're doing what they're doing inside of their own family. And one example that we show in our book is our friend Eric, who is a retired aviation executive. And he always loved everything about aviation. And that passion began when he was a child. He and his dad, who was an aerospace engineer, would sit on the back porch of their home and identify the types of airplanes flying over the family home. So now in his retirement, Eric continues to express that passion by volunteering at the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas, Texas. Our third category is lifelong learner. That's someone who stops working and pursues a non-paid activity that requires practice or continued learning. An example that we have in the book is our friend Karen. She is a lifelong learner, and she's also an experimenter. She has delved into a number of fields, including acting, improvisation, neuroscience, child development, poverty, and politics. She loves to experiment with learning, and she's willing to stop if it's not working. In fact, she decided at one point that she wanted to read all the great classics. And she got into about two or three books, and she just said to herself, "I'm not energized by this."
Just And just let's hold that story right there, Marilyn and Gail. We'll continue with your elaboration of the types, which is beautiful. So stand by, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
And welcome back, all. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have with us today Gail McDonald and Marilyn Bushy, and we're talking about designing your next chapter based on their recent book, Retirement Your Way. And we were just going through the fascinating, you know, types of retirement, if we will. And I know that that will have been intriguing to many. You invited listeners to track along and see which ones they identify with. So let's pick right back up with that last point.
Carol Ann, the next category is stair stepper. And this is actually where Gail and I are. We are retirement failures. We have tried to retire several times. And we just can't do it. We love what we do, and we want to keep at it. So what we have found to be successful for us is to step back, gradually step back and work less, do some personal things that we have been wanting to do, and to adjust our schedule to that. And then the next category is boomeranger, and that is the person who retires, takes a break, and goes back to work. And our friend Tom retired as an oil and gas chemical engineer and went back to work as a college professor. And the last one is reinventor, and it's a person who embarks on a new career. And for instance, our friend Marjorie, a former corporate trainer whose hobby was pottery, when she retired, she took more classes and built her expertise. She has now built a thriving business. She's a good friend of Gail's. And Carolyn, we thought you fell, that you fall in that last category, a reinventor.
True. Reinventor plus, I think, lifelong learner to a degree too. But you got it spot on, Marilyn, spot on. So that's really going to be helpful for people to look a different way. In my notes, I loved your mantra, and you mentioned it, about let go of your stories, add your dreams, keep exploring. So what further encouragements do you want to make sure that we all come away with today?
Well, one other thing we'd like to talk about is that our book has a number of practical strategies that can help the readers or the listeners design their next chapter. And in fact, the book itself, Retirement Your Way, is one big strategy, if you will, for designing and navigating the next chapter. And the book's designed around a roadmap, and we call this the Choices Map. And the word choices is actually an acronym for seven conversations, or steps, if you will, that are critical for us to successfully navigate our next chapter. And each of the chapters in the book represents one of these conversations and includes an explanation of the conversation. It includes exercises for the reader, conversation starters, as you had mentioned, and personal stories from real-life people. So all of which, so the whole thing as a whole is actually designed to help readers navigate this time of life.
And it is a really wonderful map. What a roadmap for us with the choices. You know, that's why I said the book struck me unique because it's not maybe the first volume that I've read on the broad subject called retirement. And I think it's your coach approach plus your own dynamic personalities that make this volume very different. So, you know, there are a ton of practical strategies within as well. And I know, Gail and Marilyn, you also wanted to make sure that you share with our treasured audience some other important messages. Are you ready to sort of go into those, or was there more that we needed to say about the practical strategies?
The quick practical, a word about the practical, and we identified several strategies that people can take and put to work right away. The first is make sure that you have good social connections. And for instance, I belong to something called Nextdoor, which as a Canadian, you may have heard of Nextdoor. It was introduced into Canada in September of this year. And it's where you can go on, and it's free, and find out about activities that are going on in your community. And when I went on one time, I found out about a book club. And now belong to a mystery book club.
That's nice, yes. Nextdoor is what
I'll
it's
add
called.
In that, my husband and I have been part of a bridge club for 22 years. And we began playing bridge, and then we would eat, and we would, you know, drink wine, and we would talk. And over the years, we have started to travel together, many of us, and we have become very close, and we consider ourselves a family.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice, too. You know, that's why I said one of the posts that I did yesterday was a picture of a playing card, and I was thinking the bridge club, but I was also thinking, Marilyn, your love of kaleidoscopes and what you experimented with there, right? And that's why I said, what do bridge club gatherings and kaleidoscopes have to do with designing your next chapter? And it's plenty about play, joy, and self-fulfillment, right?
That's right. Keep exploring. And we kind of like, we'll cover very quickly the other four because we know time is lapsing. And the next one would be exercise and movement and how important that is. Get up and move, whatever you enjoy. And to our friends out there who, like we, enjoy yoga, we say namaste.
For sure.
So the next one is meditation and stillness. And I'm sure many of your listeners pray or they meditate or they have a practice of that nature. And we'd like to share one practice that we do together as often as we remember when we work together. And it's a technique from the world of tapping, or emotional freedom technique, EFT. And we use an exercise that was designed by Dawson Church to help access our higher power. And somehow when we do this exercise together, it takes us maybe 2 minutes. Our work then flows more smoothly, we're more intuitive, we get more done, and we generally feel a greater sense of satisfaction. Our fourth area is rituals, and we have all sorts of examples in our books of rituals. I mean, little things that sometimes we don't even realize is a ritual. But given the nature of this audience, I'd like to share one ritual.
Okay. And we'll do just that at the start of our last little segment there. So hang tight, ladies. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net. Dr. Rob Moyer is the director of the Ocean River Institute, and he is passionate about saving the ocean by helping dolphins suffering from nitrogen pollution. Nitrogen is a dangerous pollutant affecting our oceans, altering ocean ecosystems, and contributing to global warming. The Ocean River Institute provides opportunities to make a difference and encourages people to go the distance for savvy stewardship of a greater and bluer planet Earth. Partnered with organizations from Massachusetts to Florida, Alaska to the Caribbean, the Ocean River Institute's mission is to foster involvement in conservation and environmental monitoring by facilitating grassroots efforts at local and regional levels.
Hello, I'm Rob Moyer of the Ocean River Institute. Please visit our website at oceanriver.org. Sign up for free e-alerts. You may call us at 617-661-6647. Our email address is info@oceanriver.org. Become informed and then act with us. Thank you.
And we are coming rapidly to the top of the hour with Gail McDonald and Marilyn Bushy, our guests today. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. So Marilyn and Gail, let's get out your last words with us today before we find out more to locate you and tender you some heartfelt thanks.
Thanks. I was about to talk about the importance of rituals and share an example of a ritual that our family did at my father's deathbed. Basically, we were all standing around him. He was, in theory, unconscious. We each spoke to him. We said a few words of goodbye to him. And then his caregiver sang his favorite song, Amazing Grace. And it was a sad but also somewhat joyful time as we were with him as he went on his journey.
And the last thing that we talk about as far as the practice is to approach this time and everything you do with play and laughter. And Carol Ann, thank you very much for observing that we start each chapter with a lyric. And that story we'll share with you some other time. But we do have some final words that we'd like to leave you with It would be to look to the future in this time when you're a caregiver or when you're in a project like this, and let the words of Abraham Lincoln inspire you. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. The future, and these are our words, the future shines like a diamond. It's full of hopes and possibilities. Let it dazzle you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Marilyn and Gail, thank you for sharing those poignant pieces. I'm so sad. We could talk with you all day and not be done yet. So you've been generous to the hilt with us. Where can we find out more about you? Please let listeners know.
Our website is retirementyourwaybook.com. You can find us on Facebook, Retirement Your Way Book. And on LinkedIn, under our names, Gail McDonald and Marilyn Bushy.
Lovely. I surely hope that people will look you up because you have something so unique there. And that brings me to my acknowledgement of you individually and together today, Marilyn and Gail, because individually, I want to thank you for being such a responsive communicator from the moment that we were introduced, Marilyn. You have been a terrific liaison. In turn, Gail, the detail-oriented part of me has greatly valued your diligence in making sure that we are ready logistically with questions and timing and more. And I have the feeling these roles are commensurate with how you actually collaborate in your businesses. No reply necessary, but essential to mention with these closing remarks is the fact that you felt you yet had a legacy to leave. And I tremendously admire your dedication to wanting to make a difference, because that's when you decided to play big yourselves by allowing your lovely book to take a life of its own, and knowing that each of you is traveling your own roadway, it will be exciting to witness where your next chapter takes each of you. I have no doubt it will be to imaginative, exciting, and fun places. And thank you so much for urging us to live with gusto, yay Texas, and optimism. In turn, may your hearts soar on those journeys, Marilyn and Gail. And by the time I return to your neck of the woods, I hope Fort Worth will have achieved its current goals to become one of the world's longevity blue zones. You may just find this Canadian fan moving permanently. So thank you again to both of you for being with us today and for being such givers. Our audience, thank you. Yes, you were going to say, sorry, ladies. Yes, thank you. I know you have been very excited to be on. And so we're just going to basically wrap for today with a preview that next week is about selling the family home with a realtor. And I can't wait for that one too. But for today, we must sign off. And we are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.